Michelin Wonder and directed by Jane Morgan. It was a unique production for BBC Radio 3.
And Drama on 3 next weekend is a comedy by Marty Wade, inspired by past events at Wimbledon. Singles and Doublets is here on BBC Radio 3 at 8:30 next Sunday evening.
On BBC One, 5 overlapping love stories.
Do you have a plan?
No, I don't.
So we continue?
I'd like that very much.
Improvised by 5 award-winning actors.
Mum, I'm seeing a girl.
What are you saying to me?
I'm in love.
Screened over 4 consecutive nights.
I thought you might have seen her.
No.
And you'd tell me if you had, wouldn't you?
Of course I would.
Original British drama, starring David Tennant, Billy Piper, Jane Horrocks, Ashley Walters and David Morrissey. True Love begins tonight at 10:25 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
It's a minute past 10 and now World Roots here on BBC Radio 3. Tonight it's presented by Moshe Morad.
Two years ago, I travelled to Istanbul to make a couple of editions of World Roots about that city's unique and diverse music. One of the artists I met and recorded a session with was preeminent Kurdish musician and one of Turkey's most important voices, Aynur. On that occasion, we were in Istanbul's iconic music venue, Babylon. That was a short session during which Aynur sang and played the saz, the Turkish lute. Ever since, I've wanted to hear more of Aynur's powerful music and accompanied by her regular musicians. Well, tonight, as part of our coverage of the 2011 Jerusalem International Oud Festival, I'm going to get the chance. Aynur is here at the Jerusalem Theatre and World Roots is here to record a concert that promises to include songs in Kurdish, songs in Turkish, folk songs and, of course, the protest songs of Kurdish resistance, which at one point saw Aynur's first album banned in Turkey. Whilst I'm here and inspired by the great musical force that is Aynur, I wanted to catch up in East Jerusalem with a great Palestinian female voice who has spent years researching pre-1948 Palestinian singing and especially the songs sung by women. I'll be meeting Sana Musa later in the program. First, though, on the stage at the Jerusalem International Oud Festival from Turkey, this is the mighty Aynur.
Thank you.
Hey, la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
Havalı hogre meçine mıhır bir şaka tamamı katı geliyor kakurda. Gecikti belele dayı ki hayrane. Bela pişine bela uke metine delale male. Bela peuna usim guberemle keçke uvi. Eğer tem duğaza gel o bela ben buğaza oy. Eğer tem revine bela ben revine. Eğer mina revine vesbe min reken. Heyle.
Pass.
Hello, Aynur.
Hello.
We met in 2009 in Istanbul, in Babylon. Yes. And now it's great to see you here in Jerusalem.
Thank you.
Well, I have to say, we've got our friend Ahmet here from Istanbul, and he's going to help me with the translation. Aynur, tell me about your music.
Çok zor bir soru. Müzik anlatılmaz, bana göre yapılır.
Music cannot be told, but it could be listened, it could be sang, it could be played. By words, it's very hard.
But in your music, words are very important and were very important, especially when you sang in Kurdish.
Genel olarak Kürt müziği daha çok söz üzerine kurulu bir müzik. Çünkü
especially words are very important in Kurdish music because the oral tradition is more dominant in Kurdish tradition more than the written tradition. Both players and singers, those people transfer the words, the tradition, to the other generation. So words are the most important thing in the Kurdish music, actually.
Your music is based on folk music. There's a lot of folk music in your singing, especially of the women in the Kurdish mountains, right?
Yani kadın olduğum için tabii kadın şarkılar daha çok ilgimi çekiyor.
Of course, I'm a woman, especially.
Kadın dünyasına daha çok kadın dünyasını iyi anlayabiliyorum, hissedebiliyorum.
Of course, I can understand the woman's world, woman's perspective.
Bir de Kürt müziği genelde aslında
in the Kurdish music, especially the songs are more from the mouth of women, but sang by men because of the circumstances.
So it's quite unusual for a woman to sing in Kurdish.
Ya sadece Türkiye'de değil, yani İran'da da öyle. Eskiden yani Irak'ta da eskiden öyleydi. Birazcık aslında hani o feodal yapının da işte
not just in Turkey, in Iran, in Iraq, this is not a very common practice. Because of the religion, because of the feudal nature of the religion, the woman is a bit oppressed, of course, and it is considered for women to sing. Well, usually it's banned for women to sing.
And in your case, Aynur, it also has a political factor, because I know that your first album was banned in Turkey because it was in Kurdish.
Tabii ki. Yani hem Kürtçe olmasından dolayı hem
the ban was only for 6 months. The process took 6 months because we had to open up a new case against it. And when we opened up a new case against it, the old one was dropped because the allegation was not really based on solid ground. The allegation was that the song was calling women to rise up against the government, or they go to the mountains, something like that. But of course, the song is more about a woman rising up against society. It's not something like
your own society, the Kurdish society.
Yes, the society, finding herself, finding her inner self. It was more about that.
So it was, in fact, a misinterpretation by the Turkish authorities.
Ya aslında tabii o çok politik bir durum. Yanlış anlaşılma mı, artık yani birilerinin keyfi mi? O çok geniş bir şey, yani onun cevabını vermek biraz zor oluyor.
It is very hard.
Ama Kürtçe müzik yapıp hem işte
misinterpretation or somebody's wish, you never know. It's a political thing, of course. When you're Kurdish, you're Alevite, you're from Tunceli. When that three things come together, when they make a combination, it's very hard to move around, you know, in this territory.
And what is it like for you now, Aynur, in Turkey, in the Turkish media, being Alevite, being Kurdish?
Şu anda peki.
Kendimi hatırladığımdan beri aslında hissiyat olarak hiçbir şey değişmemiştir.
When I look back, as long as I remember myself, I don't have any problem with my identity or where I come from. But we cannot just say this is a problem of Turkey. It could be anywhere. We all around the world, we have problems with identity, we have problems with religion, we have problems for even color of the skin. So in our case, Kurds are not in the best place in Turkey at the moment.
And especially being here in Jerusalem, of course, there's the problem with the Palestinian as a minority here, and you come here as a representing a minority in Turkey. What do you feel about being here in Jerusalem?
Azınlık kimliği başkalar tarafından yapıştırılmış. Ben kendimi azınlık görmüyorum. Yani dünyaya baktığım zaman 40 milyon Kürt'ten bahsedebilirsiniz. Bu azınlık oluyor mu bilmiyorum.
I don't know how you define me as a minority, but I see that there are 40 million Kurds in the world. So from it depends on your perspective where who is a minority and who is not a minority.
I'm a minority.
Ben bir azınlığım.
So let's talk about your program tonight here in the Jerusalem International Oud Festival. Can you introduce us to the musicians and their instruments?
Perküsyon zaten hani işte tam orijinal Kürt perküsyonu değil. Yani bütün dünyanın da kullandığı daha çok Afrika.
So we have in percussion Yılmaz Yeşilyurt, who we're using an African instrument also, djembe, and we have darbuka and some cymbals. And we have Kevin Carter from Germany, who's going to accompany us in double bass. And we have Cemil Koçkin in tembur, in the folk, Kurdish folk
lute.
He's well, especially working in Kurdish Alevite music, and he has two albums, and we also worked with him in the last album. Mm-hmm. And then we have Erbane, or Def. It's a Kurdish percussion used by Kurdish frame drum, also used by Kurdish. And the last is the Kaval from Yasin Boyraz. And the Kaval is usually actually played for the sheep in nature.
It's the flute of flute for in the mountains.
But we are going to use it tonight,
for human
like
beings.
Every night for humans. I hope they will enjoy it.
As much as the sheep.
I'm sure they will.
Are you going to sing Ahmedo? It's my favorite song. Yeah? Oh, great.
Of course, I'm here. She has to sing.
Exactly. This is one of my favorite songs.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Aynur.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sersingo bere men evda la khode danat qurjnat bari Ahmed ya ya ya ya ya ya ya ya la la la Lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo, lo
loy loy loy loy loy loy loy loy loy loy loy loy loy loy. Rabbanam, Rabbanam, Rabbanam, Rabbanam. Was Rabbanaki Adel Shavuti Be'ahoti Rabbanam. As Rabbanam, Rabbanam.
The unique and powerful voice of Aynur, one of Turkey's greatest singers, and performing for us on the stage of the Jerusalem International Oud Festival. We made that recording exclusively for the program in November 2011. More Kurdish folk songs from Aynur later in the program. I'm Moshe Morad and this is World Roots. Whilst we were recording at the festival in Jerusalem, I took the opportunity to record a session with a young and brilliant musician from Bethlehem. This is Sana Musa.
خط الصباح يم فارق بيني وبينه عينه ملاني نوم عينه يا خط الصباح يم فرج الخلان يا ريت الصباح لا شاق شاق ولا بان عينه ملاني نوم عينه خدود وورد وفاح يما واشفوا بقلبي جراح ويلي وخدود وورد وفاح يما واشفوا بقلبي جراح ويلي وعيونه جوز سلاح يما على عدو
I'm here in East Jerusalem, and this is the wonderful voice of Sana Musa. Sana, what was this piece we just heard?
The first song is named Ayinu Malani Nom. It's a lullaby coming from Wadi Ara.
And this song is part of the research you do about Palestinian music. Tell me about your research.
Me and my friends were really interested to see or to search for the monologues in the Palestinian repertoire, in the Palestinian folkloric songs, because actually they express feelings honestly and in a very direct way. And this is what we were searching for. So we went to villages in the Western Galilee, in Wadi Ara, in the West Bank, and we were actually meeting women in their 70s, 80s. And we were asking them about those monologues.
Explain to me what is monologues in
it
this context.
It means actually songs that express feelings, that people sing when they are alone, when they are free, when they are not pretending to be more strong, or they're not pretending to be happy. So they just express themselves. So, for example, the lullaby, when woman is trying to calm her baby to prepare him for sleeping. So she is alone. And it's a really a good chance to speak to herself.
You discovered that the song sung by women was more honest and more transparent than the music that men did.
Yeah, they have the courage to speak about their feelings. They have the strength to be sad, to be weak.
What's typical of Palestinian music, the Palestinian music that you research?
Each area actually has its own style and its own type.
So the Galilee style is different than the Bethlehem style?
Yeah, you can find differences among different areas in Palestine. For example, if you go to the north, you can find actually common elements with the music that it's coming with Lebanon, for example. And if you go to more to the villages in the south, you can find much in common with the music from Egypt. So it varies, actually.
Well, in a way, we can say that Palestine is right between Egypt and Lebanon and Syria.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful position for music.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's got all these different influences.
The Palestinian folklore is very, very rich.
Let's hear another piece of music now. What are you going to sing to us?
Okay, we're going to sing Niyalak Mahdabalak. It's a Palestinian folkloric song coming from Wadi Ara.
شو عبالك انا ذويت وجد
Wonderful oud playing of Muhammad, and of course the singing of Sana Musa in a special session for World Roots here in East Jerusalem, Nialak in Makambayati. Sana, I must say that you're a very special woman. I mean, you're doing now research both of Palestinian folklore and some brain research as well.
It's more research on sponge-like form diseases.
Sorry?
Yeah, I will explain.
Yes, please.
It's a group of diseases that lead to ataxia and dementia. It's a neurodegenerative diseases. Everybody needs his own equilibrium, his own balance. And when I'm searching in music, I'm trying to be scientific and to write down each word and each note and to be very accurate. But when I'm singing, I'm singing through my emotions. It's a kind of balance that I need in my life, to use both my brain and my heart.
Sana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For the information and for your wonderful voice and the
Thank
music
you.
That you're collecting, researching and singing for us. And I want to hear, please, another song. Muhammad, tell us what song you're going to do now.
Okay, we're going to play the song Yuneha, which is in a very unique scale, which is called Ajam.
What are the lyrics about?
Okay, so we can hear a description of a mother which describe her daughter.
Yeah.
And she compares between her eyes and the cup of coffee, the contrast between the white and the black.
Let's hear the song. Thank you very much, Sana and Muhammad.
Yeah.
جنيتين بالقهوة ممتلية يا عيونك سود وحلوة يا عيونك سود وحلوة يا عيونك يا عيوني وسنوني هاي طيري وتقولي مرجان مرجاني تنع على الولون يختلي وسنوني هاي طيري وتقولي مرجان مرجاني تنع على الولون يختلي يا عيونك سود وحلوة يا عيونك سود وحلوة يا عيونك يا
Sana Musa, a young Palestinian singer from Bethlehem and recorded there in East Jerusalem. Well, that's nearly all we have time for on today's World Roots. But before I leave you, let's return to the sellout concert given in the Henry Crown Hall of the Jerusalem Theatre by that great voice of the Kurds, Aynur.
Yeah. چادر خط خط چادر خط خط یا لیلی دلالی دلالی غالی های دنه ترز غلنامه وره دلالی دلالی رفشاد نبریه چاوه یا لیل دلالی دلالی غالی های دنه ترز غلنامه وره دلالی
Vaspas, Cemil Koç gibi. Thank you.
Şehrin
Gelek spas, zor spas, gümrün tuhaşıya da. Thank you very much. Tövbe, şükran.
Music of the Kurds from Turkey, sung by Aynur and her band, and it brings to an end this week's World Roots. It was recorded at the Jerusalem International Oud Festival, presented by Moshi Morad and produced by James Parkin. Next week in World Roots, Lucy Duran is in Colombia with another instalment of this year's World Roots Academy. That's at the same time next Sunday evening, starting at 10 o'clock.
To be speaking to you now through the BBC has a very special meaning for me.
We present the Reef Lectures.
It means that once again, I'm officially a free person.
On BBC Radio 4, the economic historian Neil Ferguson explores the role of man-made institutions in driving global change.
Why did the West get so much richer and more powerful than the rest of the world?
The Reef Lectures 2012.
And why is that slipping away?
On Tuesday morning at 9.
What's gone wrong with Western institutions? They used to be so good.
Over on BBC Radio 4.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. And you can also listen to us live online in high definition sound. It's just gone 11 o'clock and time now for Jazz Lineup with Kevin Legendre.
Hello. This week, Jazz Lineup celebrates a great moment in jazz history. For the next 90 minutes, we take you back to the golden days of 1957. That was the year of Miles Ahead. This superlative album was made by Miles Davis with the orchestra under the direction of Gil Evans. Shortly, you'll hear that album played live at the Vortex Jazz Club in Dalston, London, just last month on what would have been Gil Evans' 100th birthday. We couldn't let today go by without mentioning the untimely and tragic death of Abram Wilson, and I'll be paying tribute to him later in the programme. So to our recording of Miles Ahead at the Vortex Club in East London, which was filled to capacity with an enthusiastic audience to hear an orchestra comprising some stellar names in British jazz. They're called the London Jazz Orchestra and are directed by Scott Stroman. So who plays the role of Miles Davis? It was none other than Gil Evans' son, Miles, who crossed the Atlantic to share the soloist spot with a British trumpet legend who toured with the Gil Evans Orchestra. He is, of course, Henry Lowther. For those of you who may have forgotten, Miles Ahead is one of Miles Davis and Gil Evans' most forward-thinking collaborations. It's a record that stands out for the highly original textures that were created by Davis on flugelhorn and a 19-piece orchestra that featured low, purring instruments such as tuba and bass clarinet. The largely pianoless album also had beautiful pieces such as Evans' original song Blues for Pablo and Ahmad Jamal's New Rumba. Anyway, before we listen to that classic music played by the London Jazz Orchestra, let's remind ourselves of some of the highlights of Gil Evans' rich discography. His career started in earnest in the 40s when he arranged for Claude Thornhill, and later in the decade, he formed his memorable partnership with Miles Davis, working on scores for the trumpeter's nine-piece band on the influential Birth of the Cool Sessions. In the years that followed, Evans came into his own as a band leader, and our first composition comes from his 1961 album, Out of the Cool. It's an epic piece called La Nevada. That will be followed by two tracks recorded at Evans' special 75th birthday concert at the Hammersmith Odeon, London in 1987. Reflecting Evans' love of rock and pop, the pieces are The Police's Synchronicity and Jimi Hendrix's Stone Free.
Thank you.
You're listening to Vintage Gil Evans on Jazz Lineup. Coming up next, Synchronicity.
Thank you.